The U.S. has rejected Russia's invitation to combine forces on bombing in Syria. The rebuff comes amidst the worst east-west relations since the end of the Cold War, including a military buildup and expansion of the alliance, Stefan Boss reports.
The foreign ministers of the NATO military alliance gathered while the United States rejected a Russian proposal to carry out joint airstrikes against Islamist militants in Syria. Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu had urged both nations to target groups who do not observe a U.S.-Russia brokered truce. Minister Shoigu says we should start joint actions between the Russian Air Force and the Air Force of the U.S.-led coalition on May 25th and plan and carry out airstrikes on targets and units belonging to al-Nusra and other illegal military groups that do not observe the ceasefire. Yet the U.S. State Department made clear they had different objections. While Moscow supports Syrian leader Bashar al-Assad, Washington is backing groups attempting to overthrow him, in a conflict which has claimed at least 250,000 lives. Beyond Syria, tensions remain between NATO and Russia over the ongoing expansion of the alliance and its plans to boost its presence in Europe. On Thursday, the small Balkan nation of Montenegro was officially invited to join NATO, prompting the Kremlin to describe NATO's further expansion as a negative process. At the same NATO meeting in Brussels, the alliance's Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg also announced that troops would be deployed in Eastern Europe amid rising tensions with Russia.
The signal of having a multinational presence sends also a very clear signal about that an attack on one ally will be an attack on the whole alliance. But at the same time, we are sending a signal about that NATO does not seek confrontation. We don't want a new Cold War, and we are still striving for a more constructive and cooperative relationship with Russia.
NATO claims that Moscow's annexation of Ukraine's Crimean Peninsula in 2014 has prompted the alliance to consider deterrent forces. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.